It's time for Gervie's Law, the intersection of law and life, with your host, injury compensation attorney, author, and mentor, Alan Gervie. Alan is managing attorney at the law firm of Rowan Gervie and Wynn, a workers' compensation law firm who have represented injured workers for over 35 years. Joined today by his co-host, radio personality, and television host, Carrie Kasem. Carrie brings a fresh, real perspective to the intersection of law and life, turning Murphy's Law upside down. And now, here are Alan Gervie and Carrie Kasem.
Hey, good afternoon and sports day, L.A., and everyone listening on the internet at 790.com, KABC. Hello there, Carrie.
I look forward to a good afternoon every single Saturday.
Debbie is so pissed at me because I said 790.com. That has nothing to do with anything that we're doing today. It's KBC.com, and I am Alan Gervie, and I'm here with Carrie Kasem. She's all excited for this big sports day. I can see it. She's got her Mayweather shirt on.
Yep.
And she's wearing her Clippers hat.
That's right.
And, of course, the NFL draft, big time. Her team, the San Diego Chargers.
That's right. And did you see my Kentucky Derby pants?
I do see the Kentucky Derby pants. You look like you're wearing a horse.
Have you ever heard me make a horse noise?
Never.
Never?
No.
Okay, well, I rode horses growing up my whole life, right? At first, I wanted to be a jockey until I realized how cruel the sport was.
And how tall you got.
Yeah, I got a little too tall. But I literally started talking to my horse when I was a kid. Listen to this. You're not going to believe
it. I'm listening. Wait a second. That was a sound effect. That wasn't you. Was that you?
Yes.
Wow. You're turning red.
I have to karaoke tonight, so I really have to keep my vocal cords good.
Wow, that's very good. You are a horse. And look at my shirt. What does my shirt say?
It's actually race. It's for the rescues. And
got a horse on it. Race for the rescues, a horse on it.
When I was going to Ojai Valley School, they used to rescue horses off the track that we would ride. And some of them had the craziest ticks and you'd go flying off or whatever. I mean, we were kids, and they would rescue these horses that weren't necessarily the safest.
And that's where you learned how to be a horse.
Yeah.
Okay, so enough of Mr. Ed here. We are going to talk about our show quickly. Unfortunately, the first time this has ever happened on Gervie's Law, and that's amazing because we've been on the air for quite some time, about 30 or 40 years now, and we have never had a cancellation of one of our guests.
Never.
But, of course, he had a good reason. We were expecting to have with us today none other than Rick Hoffman, who plays Lewis Litt on Suits. And I spent the whole week watching 4 years of Suits to prepare for this day today.
I told you, it's such a great show. It's one of my most favorite shows. And I went to acting school with Rick Hoffman many, many years ago. And when I saw him on Suits, I was elated because it's such a great show.
Yeah. And we were looking forward to talking to Lewis Litt and asking him about all his attorney friends at the firm. But unfortunately, he had an emergency that he could not make it.
But he will be back, definitely.
He said he's
definitely going to come back on, but he's very sorry.
And for all of you Suits fans, for all the people who are looking on Facebook, because we've got a great picture of Lewis Litt at Facebook, that's Gervie's Law Facebook page, stay tuned because we will have him on another time. We wish him all the best and hope everything works out with his family situation. But we have an incredible show.
We do. I'm very excited about our guests.
Well, that's because you jumped in and you brought on two great guests. We have with us today Simon Conway. Why don't you tell us, Carrie, who Simon Conway is? Because a lot of people, if you live in Iowa, you know who Simon Conway is.
He's on the famed WHO in Iowa. Ronald Reagan was actually. He started his career on that.
By the way, did you see, excuse me, I think it was Jimmy Kimmel. They showed a picture to people of Ronald Reagan, kids, and they had no idea who he was.
Well, I mean, kids, I can understand that. But, yeah, I mean, that's not good.
No.
That's not good.
I don't know what they're teaching in civics these days.
Tell us about Simon. So Simon's fantastic. He's a talk radio host. And when I went and I spoke in Atlanta about 4 months ago, spoke about elder abuse and my father, he came up to me after the talk and he said, you've inspired me. He's like, I did not realize what you'd be talking about. I really didn't have an idea that the scope and the depth of what was going on in the nation. And he said, I'm going to help you get that bill passed in Iowa. 3.5 months later, the bill got passed in Iowa.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, the guy starts that American Idol show and is a great judge.
So crazy.
And now he gets your bill passed.
That's right.
Isn't that Simon Cowell, right?
Yeah, Simon Cowell, not Simon Conway.
Oh, I'm
yeah.
sorry. Okay, so this is a different guy.
And then we have
yes.
the awesome actress Jennifer Blake.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really excited about her new project, but you may have seen her in Zoolander, also Behaving Badly with Selena Gomez.
Yes.
And we've done red carpets together, and we have the same publicist, and I adore this girl. So she's going to be on talking about her new play called MacReady.
Yeah, Mindy MacReady. It is a really interesting story. I mean, what a sad, sad story. Story of country singer Mindy MacReady. And we will talk to her about that and all the legal issues that Mindy MacReady had while she was alive. And unfortunately, she did commit suicide. And it's an incredible play, that new musical that you don't want to miss. We'll have Jennifer coming up later in the hour. After the break, we're going to talk to Simon Conway. We've got a lot to talk to him about, because he was instrumental in the visitation bill in Iowa, and he is one of the top, I would say, in the country as far as Republican candidates for president goes, because the Iowa primaries, very important, and they don't miss him. They come, the primaries come to Iowa, the candidates come on Simon's show, and he talks with them, so we want to talk to him about that, too. Before we get to all of that excitement, we do have a special wish to Ken Kokin, one of the producers of our show. It is his birthday today.
Are we going to sing to him?
I think we have to.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah, I knew you weren't going to do it. I knew it.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even do my harmony. I can't do it. People are turning the channel.
Happy birthday
to you.
Yes. Best wishes. He'll be on the show later, as usual, in the final segment. So let's talk quickly about our predictions today. We've got the Kentucky Derby. As most of you know who listened to the show last year, I did pick California Chrome, and it was on tape. So the Kentucky Derby took place after our show. I picked the winner, California Chrome. Today, I have a tough one, because I really want to pick Carpe Diem, because that means seize the day. That's what this show is all about, seize the day, Carpe Diem.
Isn't it Carpe Diem?
Carpe.
Carp's a fish.
It's a fish, yes. So I want to pick the fish, because this show is about turning negatives into positives. Murphy's Law is turned upside down, so Carpe Diem is my sentimental favorite. However, I'm going with Dortmund. Dortmund is Bob Baffert's horse, and he's one of the favorites.
Isn't he the guy that put his, when his horse won about, I don't know, 15 years ago, and it was that whole thing with, he stuck his finger in his mouth, and he's like, I've won $1 million. Didn't he do that?
I'm not sure. I remember that from Austin Powers.
Yeah, but I think he did the same thing when his horse won. Pretty sure.
Bob Baffert is a legend. He's a Hall of Famer, of course. So I'm going with Dortmund. Who are you going with?
You know, this is weird. I used to watch the Kentucky Derby every single year. Barbaro broke down, and I went and I followed him, and I actually have the Briar horse. I have a huge Briar horse collection.
Who are you picking?
So hold on. So Barbaro broke down, and he didn't recover, and they had to put him down after a year. Then I watched Eight Bells break down and be put to death right on the turf. And after that, that was the last time. I cannot watch the Kentucky Derby.
All right.
That's it. I like American Pharoah simply because of the name. There's a couple horses that, you know, it's so hard
for
me to
watch.
Okay,
so you're going with American Pharoah. I'm going with Dartmouth.
I don't know about that. I'm just saying I like the name.
They're both Bob Baffert horses. We'll see what happens. Big Game 7 today, my favorite team, the Clippers, of course. I'm wearing my Clippers hat. Can't be at the Clippers game today because I have the big LATLC casino night. That's Los Angeles Trial Lawyers Charities. We have our big casino night. I'm a board member, an honorary board member, which means I give them money so that they can do some really, really great things for homeless people and for battered women and others who need it. That'll be the casino night tonight at the Fairmont. It is a sold-out affair, so we're looking forward to it. Unfortunately, it's the same night as seventh game of the San Antonio Spurs and the Clippers. I am going with my Clippers. I can't not pick the Clippers, but it should be a great game.
Did you sell your seats?
I did not.
Hmm. Do you give them away?
My father-in-law and my mother-in-law are in town from Vegas, and I think they will be going to the game.
Oh, well, that's nice.
And, of course, at the casino night tonight, we will be watching the Pacquiao fight, the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight. I'm also, because this show is all about turning negatives into positives, Pacquiao, to me, is a huge, huge inspiration for the people of the Philippines. And my heart is with Pacquiao. If it's a long, drawn-out, boring fight, Mayweather may win. But if he wins, and if it is true, which they're saying it isn't, that he's going to use $10 million out of his winnings to get Suge Knight out of court, then bail him out.
Well, okay, I haven't heard this.
Yes.
Come on. No,
yes,
he actually said this publicly?
Yes. This week they talked about it. The lawyer for Mayweather said that they've been in touch with the Suge Knight people and that, you know, they're good friends and they were going to take $10 million. And
the guy ran over people.
Well,
I mean, along with the rest of his criminal record.
They're now saying it's not true, and it's also because I think they know that it's not a great PR move to be taking a guy who ran over two people and paying $10 million. And by the way, I don't even understand what bail is about. If his actions were so egregious, why is there even a number on what the bail amount is?
And they can actually say no bail, right? Like somebody could say no bail. We're not going to put up that, right?
They
like,
can. So anyway, we'll watch for it. Hopefully Pacquiao will win, but should be a good fight. Next week we've got a great show. It's our Mother's Day show, and we will have Lisa Bloom, who is Gloria Allred's daughter, and hopefully Gloria Allred will join her next week. So that's going to be a great show. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC. We will be right back with the one, the only, Simon Conway.
Any person who makes or causes to be made any knowingly false or fraudulent material statement or material representation for the purposes of obtaining workers' compensation benefits is guilty of a felony.
Another day at work. The pain is getting worse, and I'm afraid to say anything because I need this job, and I don't want to get fired. If I wasn't the only one supporting the family, I'd quit.
Is this you? Are you suffering every day while your injuries get worse, and there seems to be nowhere to turn? Or do you have an injury that was brought on gradually by repetitive motion, and now you can't perform your job duties at all? For over 35 years, the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn has represented those who have sustained an injury on the job or have become disabled as a result of work. They're the experts in workers' compensation. You need an advocate. You need someone who cares about the injured worker. You need the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn to get you through the nightmare. Friends, if you're suffering with a cumulative work injury, the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn is in business to help you. Find out more. Call the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn, 855-4-RGW-LAW. That's 855-4-RGW-LAW. Or go to rgwlawfirm.com. First consultations are free.
The first step to a beautiful lawn this spring is an application of Revive. Hi, Dale Langford here. You know, I've been writing lawn and garden columns for over 40 years. And I found one product that really works. It's Revive Organic Soil Treatment. Revive is a proven, unique formula of wetting agents, soil conditioners, and nutrients. It's organic-based, safe for kids and pets, and will not burn your lawn. Revive moves fertilizer and water down deep to the roots. Hey, that saves water and fertilizer, and that saves money. The results are spectacular. Get greener grass with less water. A lush, dark green, healthy lawn that you can be proud of. And remember, saving water is saving money. Revive is available at your favorite garden center. Visit Revive.com for more information and store locations. Use Revive every few weeks for the greenest lawn on your block. In fact, use Revive right now. It works.
Talk Radio 790.
KABC.
Love City Clips, Love City Clips. CP332 Blake Griff. DeAndre Berlin, we got the yeah. LA, you know,
I feel like I was just drafted in the NFL. You know, I am Alan Gervie, and I am the managing partner of the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn. And today, as usual, and I forgot to tell you earlier, I am here to be the managing partner of your life. Carrie, did you catch that? First time in history, I didn't remind everyone that I'm here, right here, being the managing partner of your life.
You just did.
Okay.
You couldn't get away.
We're done. I did it. And now let's move on to something much more important than me being the managing partner of your life. We are honored to have with us right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC, the one, the only, Simon Conway, who is a radio talk show host in Iowa on WHO Radio AM 1040. Simon, welcome to Gervie's Law.
My pleasure to be here. I didn't realize I needed a managing partner of my life.
Well,
my life has already been enriched.
Simon, you have no idea what a managing partner can do, but I have a question for you. Before I know whether you do need a managing partner, I have a really important question, and that is, how does a British Jewish conservative talk show host, who is a must-visit for Republican presidential hopefuls, spearhead a bill for individual rights of children who have been blocked from seeing their parents?
Well, first of all, I'm an American who happens to have been born in Britain, so that's the first thing, and a very proud and patriotic one. And the second part of all that is, look, local radio needs to be relevant, and what makes local radio relevant is we get things done. And, yeah, I have a very powerful 50,000-watt microphone on a very large radio station in the state of Iowa, and people do pay attention to what we do. And as a result of my position is I know people, and I made some phone calls. This is about Kerry, not about me.
No, it's about everybody who you helped affect. I mean, this is unbelievable. And I was talking about this in our first segment. I was saying, you know, how I met you, which was about 4 months ago in Atlanta. I spoke in front of a group of, you know, talk show hosts and PDs and all that. And you came up to me and said, you know, you didn't realize the depth and the scope of what was going on and that you would like to help me get the bill passed. You said, I'm going to get your bill passed in Iowa. And 3.5 months later, this isn't a joke, it's through the General Assembly, 147 votes unanimously.
But what's interesting, Simon, is what you just said, and that was that you have some influence. You're part of a huge radio station. You have a lot of followers. You know important people, especially in the Republican Party. So is that what the key is in this day of politics, in getting a bill passed, or is there some concern about what the bill actually says?
Oh, no, there's definitely concern about what the bill says. I mean, there's no way I could make a phone call and get something done that the people I was calling didn't believe in. I mean, they just wouldn't do it just because we're on WHO. We also, by the way, reached out to Democrats. Democrats come in my studio all the time. We treat everyone with respect, and we want everybody's opinion. I have my opinion, but we're always going to treat people with respect, whether I agree with them or not. And so I know people on both sides of the aisle, and I reached out to people on both sides of the aisle.
And what really caught their interest in this particular bill?
I think it struck me like this. I said this to Kerry the first time I met her, and which is that I raised two girls on my own. They're two incredible young women now.
Wow, congratulations.
I raised them on my own. And I am more than capable of marrying the wrong woman. Trust me.
So am I.
And it was just this horrific thought got in my head that if I go and do that and then start ailing in later life, that some stranger to us could keep my girls away from me. It was just replaying over and over in my head. It was just awful. And that's really how I spoke to these legislators when I said we need to get this done in Iowa.
You know, someone once said to me, I was actually watching a hockey game, and a doctor friend of mine said to me that your children are your blood and your wife is someone you married. And, you know, I have two children now, and they're young children, and I can't ever imagine that they wouldn't be allowed to see me or be with me in my dying days.
Exactly. That's exactly the point. And Kerry's story and what happened to Casey is just horrific. And the thought that there was no judge in the country with the power to order simple visitation is just mind-blowing. I mean, the fact that it was Casey Kasem is how we got to know about this. This has been going on for years, but it's been going on for years with people we don't know. It's going on right here in Iowa. There was someone at the signing, the bill signing, right from Iowa, who had been going through this exact same thing, but frankly, nobody knows. And the reason nobody knew is because she wasn't able to get her voice loud enough. Obviously, Casey Kasem, being the legend that he was, and the incredible way that Kerry advocates for this, is what got this heard.
Now, I've got to ask you something. Simon, on your Facebook page, and by the way, you are absolutely prolific. So if anyone wants to go to Simon Conway's Facebook page, you will see commentary and articles about so many issues. This guy has no boundaries. There's issues everywhere. There was one comment that was made on this bill by one of your, I guess, listeners who said, what about campaign donors who run corporate nursing homes? Wasn't Governor Branstad concerned about losing money from those people?
You're right. I am prolific, and there are literally hundreds of comments every day, and I do try and keep up with it, but I don't necessarily keep up with all of them. And here's the reality. That may or may not be true, but when he's faced with a bill that passed through the Iowa Senate 50-0 and the Iowa House 97-0, him vetoing that would not have gone down well. So whether he embraced it or whether he just felt he had no choice, I don't know. I'm going to go with he embraced it.
And also,
I know no difference.
Simon, if I can just say this, there's an issue here of right and wrong. And when we talk about money, which is paid for campaigns and paid to legislators, isn't it true one of your foundations is actually looking at what is right or wrong, regardless of what side of the political fence you're on?
Hmm, absolutely. Well, that's what we do. I don't do right and left. I do right and wrong on my show.
Good point.
You know, Simon, I have to say that I've been getting, because of the bill that you helped get passed along with Senator Zahn, I've been getting now emails from assemblymen, state representatives, and senators wanting to pick up the bill in other states. So it's been such a huge thing to get this bill passed.
Speaking of which, we have a caller from New York. Simon, you don't mind talking to Joey from New York, do you?
Absolutely not.
It's
we
not,
call the people
it's,
from everywhere.
Simon, it's not like it's the first time anyone has talked to you on the radio, right?
Exactly right, yeah.
Joey, welcome to Gervie's Law. I'm Alan Gervie. I'm here with Kerry Kasem, and we have Simon Conway on the line. How are you doing?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I'm doing good.
We're doing great. What's going on?
I just wanted to congratulate Kerry on doing everything she did over in Iowa. I'm a huge fan. I was a big fan of your father, and, I'd be something incredible that would have happened here in New York. I'd love that to happen over here. And Simon, if you can help do that, that'd be incredible.
I definitely have gotten people from New York saying we need the bill there, and that's definitely going to happen. I know that somebody over there does have the bill that we've worked very hard to get passed here in California, AB 2034, which is now AB 1085, and they've switched it a little bit. So we're trying to get back to the roots, back to really having kids visitation. And so hopefully this next year we're going to be pushing for that in New York as well. Yeah.
Beautiful.
And as for me, I've made Kerry an absolutely open invitation. If I can do anything to help get this bill on the books in any other state in the union, I will be there for her.
Simon, do you have any juice in other states other than Iowa?
I was in Florida for a while. I've been on the air all over the place. So, yeah, I got some juice elsewhere.
Oh, and
of course, I know everybody that wants to be president has to come through my studio. So, so I got some juice there as well.
That's right.
That's right. I mean, WHO is a huge, huge, I mean, it's a big station for candidates, for politics. And like I said before, Ronald Reagan, didn't he start his career there?
He did. Ronald Reagan worked at WHO for 5 years. And if you go to the Reagan Library in California, you will find a WHO microphone, an old-style box microphone, one of only three in the world that is in his library. He was very proud of his time on WHO.
So does this mean that you may, in fact, be a presidential candidate someday?
No, the law prevents that, and I wouldn't do it for all the tea in China. I would not do it, no.
Have you ever voted in the United States?
Of course, yes, absolutely.
He's
I'm
a
American
citizen.
Okay, because I'm not, so I can't vote.
No, he's from Canada. Alan's from Canada, so he can't talk about it.
Okay, I'm true to my Commonwealth roots.
I voted. I vote every election. People, and now you've got me on something else. So very, very briefly, one statement, and then I'll shut up about it. People died so we could vote. Not voting disrespects their sacrifice.
Well said. And
you know what?
Can you stick with us for a few minutes? We got to take a break for the news.
Sure.
The news is really important, just like the vote is, so people will understand who to vote for. So I want everyone to come back, listen to Simon Conway. We are going to take a quick break. We will be back right here on Gervie's Law. You're listening to Talk Radio 790 KVC. We'll be back in a couple.
Under the watchful eye of a beefed-up police and National Guard presence, thousands of people marched through Baltimore streets today and then held a three-hour rally, both festive and peaceful. The rally called a victory celebration following the charging of six police officers in the death of Freddie Gray. People are leaving the site now.
These marches are just to ensure that we have that attention, that we have people's attention, and we're going to move from there however long it takes, that we need to uphold these certain standards, if we need to get more people just to make sure that people are paying attention, because this can now no longer be swept under the rug. This is affecting all aspects of our lives.
Republican presidential candidates, the big draw today at the South Carolina State Party Convention. Perennial candidate Rick Santorum talking trash.
If Rick Santorum runs and is elected as president of the United States, the first thing I'll do is take any agreement with Iran and put it in the trash can.
Reports from Syria that the civilian death toll from a U.S.-led airstrike on ISIS in a village near Kobani has climbed to at least 52 people, including children. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Lester Holt with NBC Nightly News.
And I'm Chuck Todd with Meet the Press.
We know you can't always watch on our schedule,
so that's why we are always available on yours.
With video on demand, you can watch NBC Nightly News
and Meet the Press
any day of the week,
any time of the day.
In-depth reporting on the day's top stories from NBC Nightly News.
And political conversations, insight, and analysis from Meet the Press.
Watch our latest broadcast anytime
with video on demand.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy, runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
The party heads outside Friday, Saturday, and Sunday during the Orchard Supply Hardware Patio event. Find great buys on all outdoor furniture and accessories. Save $100 on the Palermo 5-piece seating set. The Brentwood 3-piece bistro set is $50 off. Our 9-foot wood umbrella is only $89.99. And all replacement cushions are 20% off. Remember to ask about free delivery. The patio event, May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at Orchard Supply Hardware. Visit our newest stores in Cerritos, Irvine, and on La Brea.
Get from point A to point B without the frustration.
Get off the road, you freaking maniac!
Traffic first on the fours. Only here.
KABC.
It's Manny Pacquiao coming out for the big fight with Floyd Mayweather right behind. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC. If you tuned in and you expected to hear Rick Hoffman from Suits, we have Simon Conway from WHO. It's almost the same, but it's different. And Kerry Kasem and Alan Gervie are here, and we're going to talk a couple more minutes. If you want to call, you can call us at 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222. I have a real important question to ask you, Simon, because this is intriguing. As an attorney, Iowa is in a very unique position, even though unique is not a relative term, but a unique position in the fact that they have had a Republican governor for so long that it is possible that the entire Iowa Supreme Court may be appointed by the same party governor.
No. first of all, we haven't had him for that long. He's just been elected to his second term this time round.
This time around.
Right.
It's his sixth term.
Exactly. He's the longest serving governor in American history. It's not something I'm particularly proud of from this state. I'm a big term limits guy. But he's the longest serving governor in American history, any state. But this time round, he's in his fifth year right now, and he was preceded by a Democrat.
Right, and if you look at the makeup of the Supreme Court, the appointments, from my understanding, have been by him. Is that correct?
Well, what we'd have is we have retention elections here, and we kicked a bunch of justices off 4 years ago. Three of them got kicked off, and on the last retention election, we retained all the justices. So the people actually decide ultimately who sits on the Supreme Court in Iowa.
Do you think that that has an impact on the laws that are passed in Iowa?
Yes, definitely.
How so?
The reason the three justices were kicked off was because of gay marriage.
Right, and I know you had that on a blog this week. You talked about the gay marriage, and you know, of course, it was in front of the Supreme Court, and there were some interesting questions asked by two particular Supreme Court justices that kind of showed maybe they were leaning in a way that people didn't expect them to lean.
Yeah, I mean, it looked, you know, with every state falling state by state by state, it looked like this might be a slam dunk, and it's from the questions that were asked at the Supreme Court this week, it certainly doesn't seem like it's a slam dunk. But, you know, people need to get over this. It's ridiculous. I mean, we're talking about people loving people, and that's all we're talking about, and I find the whole thing ridiculous.
I do, too, and I think you know, perception in people are changing. It's taking a little while, but I think it will get there. But, you know, what
gay
else?
Gay people have every right to be as miserable as the rest of
them.
Absolutely.
I haven't taken the plunge yet, so I guess I haven't been as miserable as you two, you and Alan.
Okay.
Well, I'm okay now.
You're good
I'm
now.
Remarried,
you're good now.
So.
Yeah, you're good now.
But I understand, Simon, what you're talking about from my past. Go ahead.
You know, Simon's going to be here in July from Iowa. He's going to be down at the USS Iowa in San Pedro, or Pedro. And we're going to go down there. Alan, you should come.
I'll try to if I'm available.
We're going to take a big picture in front of the ship with the Kasem Cares Foundation because the USS Iowa is a battleship and the Kasem Cares going to battle, and we won our first battle in Iowa. So I'm very
excited
about that.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
So what date is that? Because I have to check my calendar.
July
3rd, I will be broadcasting again from the decks of the USS Iowa.
Okay, so that'll be just after July 1st celebration for Canada Day, so I should be okay.
Okay, good. And we get a private tour and everything. I'm so excited. Is this your fourth year there?
Yeah, the Iowa was recommissioned in 2012. I was broadcast from her decks on July 4th, and I've been back every year ever since. So,
wow, that's great. You know, hopefully when you're in town, maybe you can come to studio and talk, because I would be really interested in talking to you about the upcoming election, the Republican candidates as well as the Democratic candidates, because your questioning and your interviews are going to be very important in the Iowa caucus. It starts it all off, and everyone knows in Iowa that the buck stops at Simon Conway. It's WHO Radio, AM 1040. Simon, I want to thank you so much for being on Gerby's Law. Carrie is beaming. She's just...
I love this guy. Are you kidding me? He's amazing. He's a powerhouse.
Congratulations for the great work. If I have any bills in Iowa that need to be passed, I know who to go to.
Okay, sounds good. My absolute pleasure to join you. And by the way, it has already started. We spoke to Donald Trump this week. We'll be speaking to Mike Huckabee. We'll be speaking to Rick Santorum. We'll be speaking to Carly Fiorina, all coming up this week.
Wow. And is there a way people who are listening can hear you if they're not in Iowa? Because some of these conversations that you have, there are so many people in this area and around the country that want to listen.
Absolutely. They can listen to us live on whoradio.com, on their iHeartRadio app at WHO Radio, and also I'm one of the only local hosts in the country that has my own page on your iHeartRadio app. So if you just open up that app and search my name, Simon Conway, you will find our entire podcast history.
Perfect. Thanks for being with us, Simon.
Simon, I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care, guys.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So now, Carrie, we're going to switch gears really quickly because we're really fortunate. There is an important event that's going on in Los Angeles, and it is a new musical on Mindy McCready's life. And For those of you who don't know Mindy Reardon, we're going to learn a lot about that, and we're privileged to have with us the star of the musical, actor Jennifer Blake. Jennifer, welcome to Gervie's Law.
Hey, thanks, y'all. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I got to tell you, Jennifer, when people read or learn about Mindy McCready's life, they just have to shake their head because it was so crazy. And, of course, she committed suicide, unfortunately, but there were so many issues that she dealt with, drug-related, legal-related. How is it that you're able to take such a complex person and turn it into a musical?
That's a really good question. Well, my collaborator, John Bernstein, and I, started to, you know, throw around ideas for a couple different ideas for musicals, and we found her story so compelling because actually her catalog of songs lends itself to storytelling and talking about her life so well. It is she is a tragic figure, but I've come to just really love her and like feel very protective of her. I know that's very actory, but very protective of her poor choices.
No, I understand, and I know that, you know, last week we had Randy Schoenberg on from the played by Ryan Reynolds in the movie Woman in Gold, and Randy was saying that there was some kind of connection between him and Ryan Reynolds playing the role, even though Ryan Reynolds kind of went out on his own and did it the way he does things as an actor.
Yeah.
But there's still an underlying kind of respect and appreciation.
Oh, major.
But,
major.
You know, it begs the question with this situation because there were so many legal issues. Weren't you concerned about certain things that you may be portraying in the musical that weren't accurate or were just a little too off for your audience?
Right. Yeah, that has been a concern, and that's been a constant conversation that we've had because I wanted to make sure that she was not made fun of, that there was not a parody. There are lighthearted comedic moments in it just because she was a real human.
Right.
And there, you know, out of tragedy and out of terrible personal choices comes some kind of comedy sometimes. So this is not a comedy, we definitely touch on the legal issues. We do focus more on the relationships with all the men she had in her life because she was so passionate about all of them. We found that as a through line, too.
I mean, it's crazy when you look at all the men in her life.
Yeah.
And there were, you know, from Roger Clemens. I mean, mm-hmm. I want to ask you about that. What do you know about that? I mean, I think Roger has spoken just very briefly saying that maybe it was a mistake that he made. But was that a sexual relationship?
It is such a crazy story because, okay.
Explain the story because I know we're talking to Jennifer Blake, who plays Mindy McCready in her new musical. But you were in Zoolander. You were in, and I have to ask you about Behaving Badly
with
Selena Gomez. I have to ask about the Biebs and everything, but that'll come later.
Yeah.
But, yeah, talk a little bit about that because I know Mindy McCready, but not to the extent like you do.
Yeah, yeah. We've done so much research. To speak to that we looked things up. And then, of course, if we were not in the hotel room, for example, with Roger Clemens and Mindy when they first met in 1990 when she was 15 years old, we imagined what their conversation would be based on research that we'd done, of course.
Right.
And then, of course, it's theater, so you're allowed, you know, to sort of embellish. But there's nothing crazy. All of this is based on the truth. He was in spring training in Fort Myers, Florida, and she was 15 and a karaoke queen, and he threw his jersey on the stage at her, this 15-year-old girl.
Wow.
And he was, like, way older with a family.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's, like, didn't know who he was, of course. Was like, oh, are you a baseball player because you threw a jersey on me? You know what I'm saying? And they continued their affair, allegedly, for 10 years. And the crazy thing is, like, her dad and her brothers were super into him because they were a huge fan of Roger Clemens. So it's kind of an odd thing to have your teenage daughter, you know, carrying on this affair and going on private planes with him and all this stuff with the dad, knowing about it. And he even got, like, he treated, Roger Clemens treated her family really well, like, gave the dad golf clubs and, like, would take them on trips. Like,
and he was still married at the time
when
he was
totally
doing it.
Yeah, married with kids.
You know, it's amazing what, a superstar, how the effect can be on a family. In fact, I remember hearing a story about Michael Jordan, and this woman was in a hotel room with Michael Jordan, and he went into the bathroom to clean up, and she called her husband and she says, "You'll never believe it. I'm here in the hotel room with Michael Jordan." And the husband said, "Wow, can you get his autograph for me?"
No.
Oh, my gosh, that's so similar there.
But it sounds like it.
Yeah, what other teenage girl would be like, "Hey, Dad, I'm hanging out with a married man."
Right. I mean, that Courtney Stoddard chick who was 14 or 15 when she married her guy or found her guy who's in his 50s. I don't understand that at all.
Yeah.
But, I mean, look, I'm dating a very, very young guy, so I get the age difference. But when you're that young, I don't know if you make great choices. And because she made this choice in her life, I don't know. I don't never met her, but it seems like she had depression. And I don't. I mean,
she did. And they also her life drive was her ambition just drove her. And I know from everything that we've read, Roger Clemens absolutely loved that about her. He was very ambitious. They both would stop at almost nothing, as you know, with everything that happened with steroid use and the congressional hearings that he went through about that. I mean, he absolutely was driven. So
has
I think
he
that
ever
was,
come clean? Has he ever said
no.
anything? No.
You know, ultimately what happened with Mindy McCready was horrible, but she did have a chance. She was on Dr. Drew's show,
Celebrity Rehab.
Yeah. And, you know, Dr. Drew, of course, is a host during the week right here at KBC. And, you know, I think that was not, unfortunately, a successful stint that she had.
I know, and that's like where she premiered her song, "I'm Still Here,"
right,
that she wrote when she was in prison.
And that was after she tried to commit suicide
three times.
Wow. We're going to talk more about Minnie McCready when we come back. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Any person who makes or causes to be made any knowingly false or fraudulent material statement or material representation for the purposes of obtaining workers' compensation benefits is guilty of a felony.
Another day at work. The pain is getting worse, and I'm afraid to say anything because I need this job, and I don't want to get fired. If I wasn't the only one supporting the family, I'd quit.
Is this you? Are you suffering every day while your injuries get worse, and there seems to be nowhere to turn? Or do you have an injury that was brought on gradually by repetitive motion, and now you can't perform your job duties at all? For over 35 years, the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn has represented those who have sustained an injury on the job or have become disabled as a result of work. They're the experts in workers' compensation. You need an advocate. You need someone who cares about the injured worker. You need the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn to get you through the nightmare. Friends, if you're suffering with a cumulative work injury, the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn is in business to help you. Find out more. Call the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn, 855-4-RGW-LAW. That's 855-4-RGW-LAW. Or go to rgwlawfirm.com. First consultations are free.
Wait a minute. What are you doing?
Telling the listeners about the Drive Home Cinco de Mayo party.
Don't you think it would be a little bit more effective in English?
I guess we can do it your way.
Yeah, thank you.
Join Jillian Barbary and John Phillips for a Cinco de Mayo party at
El Cholo, you know, the best authentic Mexican food. Right there on Wilshire in Santa Monica.
El Cholo. At El Cholo. Okay, got it. And,
Hey, ahora qué?
When does it take place?
It's a Cinco de Mayo party.
Okay, so...
este gringo, May the 5th.
Oh, yeah, got it. Right, of course. why didn't you just say so?
The Drive Home Cinco de Mayo party, Tuesday, May 5th from 3 to 6. Brought to you by El Cholo, a taste of history. And 790 KABC, senor.
Talk radio
7779 KABC.
It's the money team. We the money team. Made by the world and the wonder ring. When you see me,
that's right. It's the money team. Carrie and Allen, the money team.
Yo.
We are talking to Jennifer Blake, who plays Mindy McCready in McCready, a new musical. It's taking place until June 12th. It's Friday nights at 9 o'clock at Spirit Studio in Silver Lake. That's Spirit Studio in Silver Lake. It is such an intriguing story. And we were talking about Roger Clemens and his relationship with Mindy McCready before she committed suicide, obviously. We have a caller, Clinton. Clinton's calling from Hollywood. Hey, how's it going, Clinton?
Good. How you guys doing?
Really good.
Good. So tell us about what you know about Roger Clemens.
Well, I'm actually in the play with Jen, and so I know what the script has told me.
that's good.
I'm playing Roger Clemens.
You play Roger Clemens. I want your autograph.
Right. Well,
are you all roided up?
Yeah. Oh, well, no. For the play, I'm trying to do some method work.
Yeah.
So I've been on anabolics now for like a couple months.
Cool. But you won't tell anyone.
No, well, not unless I have to go before Congress, in which case I'll just sort of dance around it.
Yeah, but, I guess. So tell us, Clinton, about playing Roger Clemens and Mindy McCready and what that's like and what your personal views on her life and the whole, you know, unfortunate ending.
You know, so that's actually kind of the unique thing about this play is that the way it's been written, and it's been very well written, is we actually are kind of folding – several actors are playing multiple characters, which doesn't sound as crazy as the way I just described it. It kind of like has this beautiful ebb and flow in the way it goes. So I actually play Roger. I also play a guy named Billy McKnight that Mindy was married to. And so interestingly enough, getting to play these two different guys in her life, I kind of have gotten to, as an actor, explore two different personalities, very different, but both guys that Mindy had, you know, been involved with, one of whom she said, I think on television, maybe on Larry King, that she loved him like Billy.
Billy try to choke her or maybe kill her?
Billy, at least, and Jennifer could probably attest to this better than me because of the research that she's done. I think she even came out and came clean with that on TV several times about how they had been sort of a violent relationship at one time or another, but it also seemed like they had this insanely intense love for each other.
But is he the guy that killed himself before she did?
No.
Is that
David.
No.
Okay, David Wilson was another one of the guys she dated
that was at the end of her life who she was with and she had a son with.
And he killed himself, and then a month later she killed herself.
Wow.
Yeah, and her son's name is Zane.
Zane, yeah. She has two sons, Xander and Zane.
And are they part of the play?
No, we do mention their names once or twice just in passing, like, oh, did you put Xander down to bed? You know, like,
yeah.
I didn't want to go there.
Yeah.
And so. Who's taking care of the kids now?
Actually, Billy McKnight is taking care of Xander, the older, because that's his son with Mindy. And then Mindy's mother is taking care of Zane.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
can I switch gears real quick? Because she did a movie with Selena Gomez, Behaving Badly. I'm going to totally switch gears. I really wanted to ask you this.
Okay.
Now, I know that was going through, you shot that film while she was going through all the stuff with the Biebs.
Yeah, and he was on set a couple times.
I'm also playing Justin Bieber.
I was hoping Courtney would say that.
He comes in, right? He makes a cameo? When he's like 12?
I was going to say, yeah. Was he alive in 1990?
So, I mean, yeah, did you saw that whole thing. Was it, I mean, hard to deal with? Was she up and down? Or can you say anything?
She was such a sweetheart. I mean, I have nothing but awesome things to say about her. And he, I mean, I didn't spend as much time with him. It was like in passing and sort of like seeing, like, is this person real in front of me? Is that really him? Or
was
is this a caricature? Yeah, he was definitely Bieber-ish. Like, I feel like anything I've seen him in interviews and stuff, kind of over the top and, like, kind of, you know, being over the top macho or
I don't know what he is. I'm trying to figure out what he is. It's like half man, half girl, half like,
boy.
Rapper. I'm confused.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really confused.
But he
but
definitely had a posse with him.
You know, when you work with, like...
So, Let me ask you something, Jennifer, and Clinton's still listening in. We talk about Justin Bieber. We talk about Mindy McCready. You know, it just seems that certain people in the limelight have serious problems. From your work in this play, are you thinking that maybe it's something inborn or it's because of the people they're around, because of the huge... elevation to fame and fortune. What causes people to be like Mindy McCready?
Right.
I know that's a huge
question. It is a huge question, and my brain's going, I have so many answers. You know, that's interesting you said that because I've been talking to suicide prevention nonprofits because we want to give money for at least one of our performances with them because she did mention suicideprevention.org on the day that she killed herself in the video that was released. And so I've been reading up on that and kind of talking to some people involved with the nonprofits that artists, creative people are three times more liable to commit suicide. So I don't know if that's due to sensitivity. You know, I'm not a psychologist or psychiatrist, but yeah. And then with Mindy, I can say it's more that she rose so high, so fast from being this karaoke queen in a dive bar atmosphere in nowhere, Florida. And she just skyrocketed overnight. Overnight. And so then that's when you hear those tragic stories, too.
You know, there's so much to this. I wish we had another hour to talk about. Really quickly, before we let you go, Jennifer, and thanks for calling, Clinton. We appreciate the call.
Thank you, Clinton.
tell us just quickly about Coach Art, because I know you are really involved in giving back to the community.
Gosh.
And our show is all about giving back to the community.
Yeah, I love Coach Art. So what it is, I've been involved with them for a few years now, and I work with the Children's Hospital that's I live in Los Feliz, and it's the one on Vermont Sunset that I go to. Okay, so you do in-hospital workshops through Coach Art, and you deal with terminally ill children and also short stays, you know, broken leg or a surgery,
right.
And go in and do some sort of artistic coaching, whether it is ballet or singing or guitar or, you know,
it's
all inclusive. It's pretty awesome.
It's awesome. And what's the website? Is it?
I think it's coachart.org.
Coachart.org.
So coach, like you're coaching somebody.
Yeah.
Coachart.org.
Yeah, coachart.org.
It's great work. We're running out of time. Everyone go and see Jennifer Blake in MacReady, a new musical. It's at the Spirit Studio in Silver Lake till June 9th, Friday night. Thanks for coming here.
Thanks.
And joining us and telling us this incredible story. Now, we thought we were going to be running out of time, but we still have a few minutes, and we have a special guest, and usually we run out of time.
We usually do. He always has a great question, something, and then we don't have time for Ken Kokin.
Yeah, Ken Kokin, happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're 39 years old today.
29.
And,
again.
You know, all this talk about acting and this stuff, you know, you've never experienced that before because, as I understand it, you have nothing to do with the entertainment industry.
Never worked in the entertainment industry.
Okay.
Never working is producing The Usual Suspects,
right?
Ever?
And Mordecai.
And Mordecai.
Oh, yeah. There's so many. The Way of the Gun and some. So, yeah, Ken is a prolific producer, and he started back with the Academy Award winning film The Usual Suspects. A lot of people to this day still talk about it. In fact, on his Facebook page, a Throwback Thursday, he had a picture of you and Benicio del Toro, I believe.
I saw that.
Yeah, cool.
I think you liked it,
Carrie.
I did. I liked it, and I wrote happy birthday under it because there's nowhere to write happy birthday on your site.
My Facebook page did not say happy birthday.
No.
You know, we had a problem because Carrie and I wanted to write happy birthday on Facebook. We couldn't do it, so we texted him and said, come into the studio so that we could wish it. So what's on your mind?
So recently I bought Downy.
Downy.
Bounty.
Is
paper
that,
towels.
That's like by the city of Bell, Downy?
No, Bounty.
Like
a bounty hunter, like Boba Fett.
Okay.
And they have this new paper towel that's infused with Dawn, which is the...
Dawn?
Not a person named Dawn, but it's infused with the dishwashing soap.
Yes, Dawn.
So when you wet it, it makes soap.
Yes.
So you're washing plates with soapy paper towels?
No, you're drying paper with soap.
Right, and then you need to get another paper towel, which you could get, you know, Scott towels or some of the others.
Yeah, but I only have one holder.
Well, that's the thing. It was all promoted by the holders of paper towels so that you would buy another.
But now I need to buy two paper towels.
Correct.
And do I stop buying soap?
No, if you want to do the cleanliness properly, you have two paper towel holders, one for the one that doesn't soap up and the other for
but
the
Procter & Gamble did not label it. It's like, this does not replace your current paper towel.
This is
an addition.
I can't even believe this is real. There's really soapy paper towels? How do they even stay together?
Procter & Gamble released it on February.
You know, this is
and
all
I
about,
fell for it. I bought it.
It's all about making money. It's all about making money. Corporations
they got money
don't
from
really...
Alan, we should tell them.
Go ahead.
We got you a year's supply of the soapy paper towels for your birthday.
For your birthday.
We know
the drying
kind of
paper towels, the regular paper towels to go with them now.
Yes. You know, it's just the way of the life, not the way of the gun, way of life.
No, do I have a lawsuit, though?
You don't.
I was hurt. financially.
And if you do have a lawsuit, the judges will probably but your the judges were probably paid off by Procter
I
and Gamble.
I can't dry my hand.
Happy birthday, Ken Kokin.
Ken Kokin, wishing him a happy birthday. Thanks for coming in. This has been a great show. Thanks to Simon Conway. Thanks to Jennifer Blake and Clinton, of course. From Melissa McCready, the
Mindy,
musical.
Mindy.
I was just kidding. Thanks for listening.